Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Dolores Catania talks about her boyfriend Paul's tense relationship with her ex-husband Frank.
I think Frank felt like, why doesn't he just want to be my friend? And he felt like, but I just want to be, you know, with you. And it's, they just had to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Melissa Gorga explains Joe Gorga's run-in with Joe Giudice. The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls trailer has dropped, and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has started filming. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Christina.
Larry, let's get into your comments from last week. Mary New says, Louis does seem like a voice of reason and as a de-escalating presence around this group. My jury is still out on him. I'm not hating him like so many others. Everybody gets a chance to prove themselves. Like we said last week, I'm still kind of I'm liking Louis this season.
Me too. It's a real shock to myself as well. Who knew I was going to like Louis after I still can't get over that selfie video of him. Remember in the island.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Never forget that. But I'm past it, you know? I don't know. Here for Louis. Will also has an opinion on Louis. He said, Louis is defending his wife and Joe Gorga is an evil bully. His behavior is unacceptable and Teresa does not have to invite Melissa's family members. This is Teresa's wedding, period. In addition, Joe Gorga taking pictures and video with Joe Giudice is a petty way of getting back at Teresa, and that's what little boys, not real men, do. I love Will's opinions. He's one of our true fans, and I'm here for them.
Totally always agree with Will. And then Hope says Teresa is the worst and she uses Melissa and Joe as a storyline just as much as they do. So it's the Gorga's fault that those girls needed a mother and father figure. Joe Giudice has always treated Melissa like crap, calling her horsey face at Christmas. Would you go over and ask if you could take his daughter's boo? Yeah, a lot of people had a lot of comments about whether they are team Gorga, team Teresa. And the drama continues as we get into our news of the week, because Melissa Gorga detailed what really happened when her husband, Joe Gorga, ran into Joe Giudice in the Bahamas, denied that this was staged. She said on her podcast, we truly wanted to shed light on a positive moment. And that's why Joe decided to post this video. As everyone knows, this show runs on negative most of the time. And it's negative this, negative that. Right now, the feud that is going on, which it's very hard to deny between the families, is extremely sad. It's just a Debbie Downer 24 hours a day. So I think Joe is happy to post the video and show a little bit of positivity and show bygones be bygones type moment. Of course, as we know, Gia was not happy about this, said it was honestly comical. Like we said before, she denied that this was 100% staged, and she added that she even felt a little awkward seeing Joe. She said, for my Joe, he doesn't really have a lot of family. Basically, he has none at this point. I feel like Joe always gets to see me and my family with my people, with people who knew me as a child. He never gets to run into anyone from his childhood that he grew up with. Believe it or not, that's Joe Giudice for him. Mm. I don't think the really union was staged by any means, but it.
No.
And I do agree with her that I'm sure if I saw Joe Giudice and Joe Gorga running into each other in the Bahamas, I would probably film it too, like just as like a bystander.
So obviously, yeah.
Get that. Did he need to kind of post it for everybody to see? Maybe not, but he knew he was going to get some headlines.
It'd be good to know a little context as to like did they have a sit down? Did right. they talk, you know, what did they talk about? And like, maybe give a little background on that. Or was it just this hug for Instagram?
Right.
I'd love to know a little bit more about what went down, if anything, yeah. or if they were, you know, the second that Instagram camera shut off, they were going their separate ways.
Yeah. Did they just kind of go their separate ways? I'm still shocked that Joe Giudice has not spoken out about this. And I wonder if maybe Teresa will have Joe on her podcast to speak about it.
So many podcasts, so little time.
So many podcasts, so little time.
All right. Well, this story gives me cringe.
I know.
But we got to cover it because it is about a former housewife. So Slade Smiley's ex, Michelle Arroyo, is alleging that the Real Housewives of Orange County alum misrepresented his relationship with their late son, Grayson Smiley Arroyo, after his recent death. Speaking to TMZ, she claimed that Smiley and his fiance, Gretchen Rossi, with whom he shares daughter Skylar, who's three, grossly misrepresented the true nature of their relationship with Grayson, which was virtually non-existent. The grieving mother's allegations come after Rossi posted social media tributes to Grayson, who died earlier this month. He was 22. In a statement to People, Arroyo said, Gretchen has posted video after video, including on Valentine's Day, presenting a flagrantly false image of a loving stepmother to my child, when the reality is she has not made the effort or nor seen him in over 10 years, which is why he is 12 years old in every picture she posts. In the Instagram tribute that first sparked controversy between her and Arroyo, Rossi referred to her fiance's late son as an incredible warrior and a true beacon of hope. So after Grayson's death, Arroyo also alleged that Smiley hasn't paid child support since 2019 and owes $152,000 in outstanding payments. She claimed that the reality TV personality's behavior in recent years accounted to inexcusable abuse and neglect.
Yeah, this is so sad.
This is crazy. It's a really sad story over someone's son who died. You know, who knows what all is true. I'm sure there's some truth to all of this. The whole thing is just kind of sad and icky.
Yeah, it really is. Because at the end of the day, you know, these are two parents that lost their child. And, you know, that's what's, you know, devastating about all of this. And then the fact that it has to get messy in public is not what you want to see. And, you know, hopefully everybody, you know, is healing and they're grieving, which I'm sure they never will. But
yeah,
it's awful. All right, well, to cheer things up a little bit, Peacock released the official trailer of season 3 of The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. And they, of course, are headed to Thailand, or they did head to Thailand. The clip shows off the women bonding while feeding elephants, trying the local cuisine. But of course, I mean, when you get 8 housewives together, there is some drama. And of course, it definitely ensued. So take a quick look.
Y'all became friends. And 2 minutes later, you and her husband was dating. You stole somebody's man.
Jen Shaw. You knew she was lying.
She either lied to me 5 minutes before she went into the courtroom or she lied to the judge.
So, you know, Leah and Portia admit they're not fans of each other. Candace accuses Portia of stealing her former Housewives Atlanta co-star's husband. Jen Shaw gets dragged into all of this. Heather and Whitney kind of go at it. It's going to be good.
Yeah, this looks like maybe the best girls' trip yet, I think, you know?
I'm ready.
It's weird when the cities collide and they don't like each other. You know, you kind of expect them all to be kind of like fun and, you know, taking this lightly, but not so much.
Not so much at all. Ready for it. Excited. March 25th, it hits our screen. So here we go.
Very exciting. More TV for us to watch.
Yes, right?
All right. Well, Kyle Richards recently spoke out about Melissa Gorga's assumptions that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star was using Ozempic to slim down. After Kyle shared a photo of herself wearing a pink mini dress on February 26th, a user accused her of using the diabetes medicine, claiming that her fellow housewives have told on her. Richards, for her part, clapped back at the troll and clarified again that she wasn't using the drug. She wrote, "This is not true. My fellow housewives never said such a thing. Another housewife from a different franchise, aka Melissa, stated she assumed I was, but then texted an apology to me." The Real Housewives of New Jersey star made headlines in January when she revealed that she initially believed that rumors that Richards was taking Ozempic to lose weight. Melissa said, "I'm not gonna lie, when I first saw her, I was like, oh, she's taking that stuff. And then when she denied it, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe not. You know, I don't know. I don't even text her and ask her." I didn't even text her and ask her. Richards, for her part, has been accused of using the drug since she began posting pictures of her body transformation earlier in the year. She shut down the speculation immediately. What is up with Ozempic right now? Like, what is going on?
Right. It's like everybody that's like losing weight that they're like accusing them of using this drug. I mean, what if she just decided started to, you know, hit the gym a little harder. She cut out alcohol and, you know, kind of doing it for her. I mean, why is everything, and especially like Melissa Gorga, like that's like reckless to just
reckless. Say
somebody is using something when they're not, when she's like, oh, I don't even know. I didn't even text her to ask her. Like, that's not a
good thing. No, it's really bizarre. This whole story is really bizarre. Kyle looks great. I truly think she did it naturally. And she's been honest about what work she's had done. So there's no need to lie.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into our real talk. And we caught up recently with Dolores Catania, who broke down her boyfriend Paul's relationship with her ex, Frank. Take a look. How did you prepare him for this?
Well, You can't prepare for it.
Sure.
Because you never know how something's going to be or how anything's going to go. But I did tell him he didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I did. And you know, that would have been something we had to consider. If he wasn't going to be a part of something that's such a big part of my life, maybe the relationship would go in a different place or maybe whatever. But he said no. You know, he really did. And like I said, seeing yourself on TV, like, what are people going to think of me? And you have this great relationship with Frank. And, but I said, I told him and I explained to him, the people that really care about me, which I'm very lucky to have that,
right,
are going to be happy for me.
Mm-hmm. Is it ever hard for him? Because obviously, you know, you and Frank are like fan favorites of so many people, and people for so many years have been rooting for you guys to get back together. Obviously that's not going to happen, but does that ever bother him that so many people still root for your relationship with Frank?
He hasn't said that it does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I try to put myself in his shoes all the time. And that's another thing. I'm very mindful of him and his feelings, mm-hmm, and the situation. So I try to make him, and I think everyone tried to make him as comfortable as you could.
Yeah. Did Frank try to make him as comfortable as he could as well?
Yeah, I do. I think Frank wanted so badly just to like, be like, hey, bro, we're bros, you know? And Paul's like, but I'm just getting in a relationship with her. I'll get to know you, but I don't want to be in a relationship with you and Dolores.
Sure. That makes sense.
And I tried to explain, Frank, I'm establishing my life now. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. The dynamics have changed a little bit because I wanted this relationship to be different than my other ones.
Right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And it seems like Frank does, I mean, based on what we've seen in the trailers and things like that, it does seem like Frank has a hard time with the relationship in the beginning. Was that surprising to you? I mean, he said that you were kind of off limits, and did you have to create some new boundaries?
Yeah, it was. And there were boundaries that had to be created for this relationship where they weren't in the past. But, you know, although I dated someone in the past for a while, it was a different relationship. You know, you have to treat everything is different. So this is a serious relationship. There's a lot of intention here about a future, and whether there will be one or not, tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I never want it to be because I didn't consider someone's feelings or because we didn't do the right thing or make boundaries. If it doesn't work, it's not going to be because of that.
Right. How are he and Frank now? Because I know when I spoke to you guys at BravoCon, it was still maybe a little awkward at times, but are things good now?
Yeah, like I said, it could be awkward at times. I think Frank felt like, why doesn't he just want to be my friend? And he felt like, but I just want to be, you know, with you. And they just had to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood that. And they had to both be patient. And, you know, it's okay now.
Yeah. Well, it seems like maybe they're getting back on track, but you know, it's a very interesting dynamic for Paul to be walking into. Like they are very close. You know, they also have like outside people, like everybody else that watches the show rooting for them to get back together. So it's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah, definitely. And Dolores says this week in this week's episode that Frank was a husband, you know, he wasn't a good husband, and we didn't get to see that. So as fans, you know, I always joke that I'd love to see them back together, but the truth is, I'm happy for her and Polly.
Definitely. All right. Well, let's recap this week's episode. I'm still like kind of being team Teresa in all this. Like she reached out to Joe about coming to her party, making peace, and he doesn't show up. Like, I don't like, that's not just because you don't feel comfortable. Like, I mean, be the bigger person in this one.
He is not the bigger person, you know, physically or emotionally.
I was waiting for it.
Couldn't help myself. Also, why have that phone call with her where you're telling her that you love her and then don't show up? What was the point of that?
What was the point? It made no sense. It's like, are you afraid to see your nieces who you haven't seen in 6 months? And now you make your wife go into this really uncomfortable situation and have her kind of fight your fight. And like, that's your sister. Like, she did reach out to you. Say what you will about Teresa. At least like she tried to extend the olive branch and he didn't take the bait. And, you know, yes, she kind of threw some shade during that, you know, speech with the chosen family thing. And I get like Melissa, you know, kind of broke down over that. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is just not the way to go. And I'm kind of, and I agree with her. I still think that she should have invited Melissa's family. But then I hear that Melissa and Joe didn't invite Louis's family to the Sweet 16. So I don't know.
I feel like, yeah, that was a total dig about the chosen family. But do I blame her after he doesn't show up? So last minute, not really. I'm at the point where I like want these two families to sit down off cameras and work their shit out, because I don't understand how you could keep doing this to your family. And I know we've said it and there's so much history there and there's so much damage done, but I'm at that point where I really think like it's either over forever and we got to stop talking about it on the show, or we got to work it out.
I feel like if there's no type of resolution, one of these are going to go. Like, there's no way that we're going to be seeing the Gorgas and Judice Louis drama kind of play out again next season. I feel like Jersey really needs to make a change. And I really, really like these new housewives that they brought in. I think they're funny. I think they're fresh, refreshing. I love Jen Fessler. I think she's hysterical.
She's hysterical. When she was talking about weight loss this week.
Oh my God, I was dying.
That was so funny. And wow, good for her. She lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. And they're not afraid to kind of get into the arguments, and it feels almost natural, not like they're like there just to like have some screen time. Yeah. I like them. And so I don't know.
There's enough going on without Teresa. Right.
Yeah. And I think I said it last week. I would love to see either Teresa have a storyline without Melissa and Joe in the background, or Melissa and Joe have a storyline without Teresa. So just to see where they even fit in this equation going forward.
Yeah, I feel like they're like losing their identities. It's like their entire characters are becoming consumed by this storyline. And it's not about her wedding anymore. It's not about their family. Like, it's just, it's like too much. Too much, even for Bravo.
Totally. And, you know, speaking of too much, then we have Jennifer and Rachel, you know, fighting about the terrible nose job, and Jennifer kind of just meddling in everybody's business, which is typical Jennifer.
Typical Jennifer. Again, that's another housewife I'm not sure I need to see back next season, but she's definitely standing her ground in the drama this season. Mm-hmm. She's relentless. I feel like she does a good job of staying relevant in terms of the drama, but I'm just not sure. Like, I'm starting to see through it a little bit. I'm starting to be like, does she just want to be the spotlight on the show? You know what I mean? I'm not sure how real the drama is when you're just constantly trying to meddle.
I agree. I feel like she's like reaching for storylines and like, let me call this person and talk about their best friend. Let me call this person, talk about their best friend, see if they'll take the bait, and they're not. And it's kind of blowing up in her face a little bit. Yeah. All right, let's move on over to Potomac, because we had the second part of the reunion. Giselle still not saying what Chris did to make her feel uncomfortable. It's getting a little just stale. And, you know, I'm excited for next week that Chris is going to be there and to kind of tell his side of the story and just be, hopefully we can put this to bed.
Finally,
it does seem like Giselle and Jason from Winterhouse are like definitely a thing though, which is weird. He has met all the Potomac ladies. ladies. She said that we'll see him on the show if they're still dating. So who knew that this would happen?
I mean, it feels like it moved fast.
Right. It totally moved fast.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. And then
imagine if she goes to Winterhouse or like Summer House. How weird. I mean, I guess he's not on Summer House.
Just Winter House. But that's a crossover we need.
Yeah. I'd love to see a housewife like go to one of the younger shows.
Totally. And then I totally agree with this. I think when Wendy said that how the group handled the drink throwing was completely effed up. Like, she was like, nobody had my back when I was physically assaulted, and like kind of throwing it back to, you know, a few seasons ago when there actually was like a physical assault and everybody kind of got up in arms and was protecting Candace and that whole thing. And so it just seems like the ladies just weren't really having their back. Or her back.
Yeah, no, I get that. That was totally hypocritical, I think, of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then Mia versus Jacqueline, kind of a tease for next week's episode. They both brought receipts, and I am ready for it.
What's a reunion without receipts,
What's
right?
a reunion without receipts? But I did appreciate, I love that the group had a really candid conversation about colorism and how Andy Cohen kind of took himself out of it, let the women kind of moderate and mediate and have an open and honest conversation. Ashley acknowledging the privilege as a light-skinned woman. And I think it was really insightful. And I mean, I learned a lot from this conversation as well. And I thought it was a really important conversation to have, since I think that they've been dealing with this for quite some time. And I think they wanted to address it to the audience. So I think they did a really good job with it.
I agree. I think it was much needed and super interesting.
Yeah, totally. Well, we got one more episode to go before Potomac is officially wrapped. But as Potomac wraps, Beverly Hills is getting started. And catching my attention on social media was Dorit posting this selfie of the ladies, captioned it saying magical day and ready for it. I'm so excited. They seem happy. I mean, we don't have Lisa Rinna there.
Yeah.
But here we go.
I know. I think some people shared this and were like, what's Rinna thinking right now? What is Rinna saying about this? I'd love to know.
Love to know. Yes. How about you?
Well, mine goes to another Beverly Hills housewife, Kyle Richards. She posted this group shot and said, quote unquote, we were all so happy that day. If you know, you know. I'd love to know what that means. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough.
I'm sure we will. So it seems like they were happy at the picnic, not so happy at this party. Things change so quickly.
So quickly.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Excited that Beverly Hills is filming again. We are ready for it. But let us know again, whose side are you on in this whole Melissa, Teresa drama? Do you think that one of them should leave next season? If so, let us know who. And we'll be here recapping all next week. So we'll see you guys later.